Hello again, beautiful people. I am Annabelle Kemi, host of The Other Side podcast. This is episode 3 of The Other Side, and today I will be discussing something that resonates deeply with me, and I think it will resonate with every maverick listening to me today. So today on the show, I'll be discussing something I have titled Setting Healthy Boundaries, the Key to Contentment and Well-Being. You know, the first time I experienced intimate partner abuse, it was as a result of poorly set boundaries. I did not fully understand the principles of boundary setting at the time, but one thing I knew was that I liked to have my me time and would normally get irritable whenever that was disrupted. This was a ritual I had where I would usually spend a few hours reading novels and escaping into the safety of my imagination. Unfortunately, on one of those days, my partner at the time refused to respect my me time, which he was aware of, by the way. I got prickly, communication broke down, and he felt disrespected. One thing led to the other, and he became violent and practically beat me blue-black. Strangely, you know, I am thankful for that experience because it taught me to always define my boundaries. Setting boundaries improved some of my relationships, but equally led to the end of others. By and large, it took the violation of that boundary to set me on the right track to setting boundaries. Notwithstanding, I still struggled with setting boundaries with family, friends, and colleagues for the longest time. So, let's talk about boundaries. There's been a lot of chatter about setting boundaries on the internet in recent times. A lot of people talk about boundaries. Some don't even understand the whole idea behind setting boundaries, but they still talk about it. Contrary to common misconceptions, setting boundaries is not about building walls or shutting people out, which I used to do. But that's wrong. That's not the right way to set boundaries. Instead, it is an empowering act that allows individuals to take control of their lives and make conscious choices about the relationships they engage in. And in the true sense of the word, the concept of setting boundaries plays a crucial role in fostering personal growth, maintaining emotional well-being, and ultimately leading a happier life. Now, how then do you set boundaries? Boundaries are like invisible lines that kind of define the limits of acceptable behavior. So it delineates the space between you and others. Boundaries serve as protective shields that safeguard you from emotional exhaustion, stress, and the potential for unhealthy relationships. Now, if you're familiar with this podcast, you know my favorite psychologist is Dr. Brené Brown. And in her work on shame and vulnerability, she noted that clear boundaries are an integral part of establishing a sense of self-worth and fostering meaningful connections. On this episode, therefore, I'll attempt to explore the intricate relationship between setting boundaries and your well-being. Now, let's talk about the nexus between boundaries, personal growth, and interpersonal relations. Setting boundaries is not only about self-preservation. It is also a catalyst for personal growth. When individuals establish clear limits, they create space necessary for introspection, self-discovery, and the pursuit of their goals. A study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology reveals that individuals with well-defined boundaries are more likely to engage in positive life experiences. This suggests that the ability to set and maintain boundaries is a fundamental component of a growth mindset. And as you all know, on this podcast, we emphasize the growth mindset. Thus, it enables individuals to navigate life's challenges while remaining true to their authentic selves. Now, the influence of boundaries extends beyond the individual. It shapes the dynamics of your interpersonal relationships. Dr. John Gottman, a psychologist who specializes in relationships, emphasized the importance of establishing and respecting boundaries in fostering healthy connections. His research indicated that successful couples are those who communicate openly about their needs and desires. So setting clear boundaries to protect the integrity of their relationship. In friendships, families, and romantic partnerships, boundaries create a framework for mutual respect, trust, and understanding. However, a lack of boundaries can contribute to the development of a codependent relationship where individuals become overly reliant on others for validation and a sense of identity generally. Now, this dependency often leads to feelings of resentment as personal needs are kind of neglected, and that's in favor of appeasing the other person. Because you have not set clear boundaries, you tend to want to appease the other person so you can get some form of validation from it. Such relationships seldom survive. This suggests that boundaries serve as a bridge to deeper connections and allow individuals to express their authentic selves while fostering an environment of respect and reciprocity. Okay, now the dynamic of setting boundaries can also be influenced by your cultural and gender norms in your particular society. In some cultures, expressing personal needs and setting boundaries may be viewed as confrontational or disrespectful. As was the case with my ex-partner and I, which I told you about when we started this episode, understanding the cultural context is crucial in navigating differences and finding a balance that respects individual autonomy while acknowledging cultural norms. Gender expectations can play a role in how individuals approach setting boundaries. Research has shown that women in particular face societal pressure to prioritize the needs of others above their own. That is why a woman who has lost herself completely and has prioritized the needs of everybody around her but herself is seen as a strong woman. Empowering women to assert their boundaries is a vital pathway to improved mental health and well-being. This does not, however, invalidate the fact that women also violate men's boundaries. So, in a nutshell, everyone's boundaries deserve to be acknowledged and respected, regardless of their gender. Okay, let's talk about where boundaries meet self-care. You know, earlier I talked about boundaries being very important to self-development. So boundaries encompass not only the limits we set with others, but also the boundaries we establish within ourselves to safeguard our own personal well-being. Failure to set boundaries could have detrimental effects on your mental health. Constantly compromising one's needs and values for the sake of others leads to emotional exhaustion, resentment, and burnout. Trust me, I felt like that only recently, and it wasn't fun. An essential component of setting boundaries is prioritizing self-care. Setting boundaries around your personal time and self-care routines is a fundamental aspect of maintaining a healthy work-life balance and promoting long-term happiness. Lots of people are sad in their jobs simply because they haven't set the correct boundaries to help them have a healthy work-life balance. So setting boundaries impacts so many things. Apart from your job, it also impacts your stress reduction. It creates a buffer between individuals and external stressors. Studies have shown that individuals who struggle with boundary setting often experience higher levels of stress and anxiety. That's because they are always eager to please people but themselves, so they are always on the edge and stressed up. Research conducted by Carnegie Mellon University also found that individuals who perceive themselves as having control over their lives and environments are better equipped to manage their stress. By establishing clear boundaries, you gain a sense of control over your time, your relationships, and your personal space, which ultimately contributes to a more resilient and stress-resistant mindset. Now, boundary setting has been shown to also contribute to increased self-esteem and positive self-image over time. You know, on the other side, we are particular about self-esteem and confidence. So this is very important to us. A study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology also found that individuals with higher self-esteem are more likely to establish and maintain boundaries in their relationships. So they come off to some people who don't appreciate boundary setting as being arrogant. But that's not true. They are only being confident and setting the right boundaries in their relationships. This underscores the importance of recognizing and valuing your own needs as a fundamental aspect of building a positive self-image. Now that we understand the profound impact of setting boundaries on our well-being, here are some practical strategies to help you incorporate the skill of setting boundaries into your daily life. The first and very important thing you need to know how to do is self-awareness. Reflect on your values, your priorities, and your personal limits. Recognize what is truly important to you and where you need to set boundaries to align with your authentic self. And don't just recognize it. Go ahead and do it. Set those boundaries. Also, you need to learn to communicate. Communicate your boundaries to others clearly. Use assertive yet calm communication to express your needs and expectations. In my case, I did not communicate correctly to my partner, and that was what led to the physical abuse. You need to learn to communicate your boundaries well and calmly. This will foster mutual understanding and respect. Next, you have to have consistency. Consistency is key when it comes to maintaining your boundaries. Be firm in upholding your limits, even when faced with resistance or pushback. Stay consistent. Do not lose your stand on what you do not want simply because you are faced with some level of resistance. And also learn to say no. Learn to say no. Recognize the power of saying no when necessary. It is not a rejection of others, but a prioritization of your well-being and your values. And also, I'll suggest that you practice self-care. Prioritize self-care activities like mindfulness exercises and discipline. They kind of nourish your physical, emotional, and mental health. Lately, I have started journaling, and trust me, this has been a very clear pathway to me setting boundaries. So establish boundaries around personal time to ensure you dedicate adequate attention to your self-care. And lastly, seek support. Surround yourself with individuals who respect and support your boundaries. Share your journey of setting boundaries with your friends, with your family, or a therapist who can provide guidance and encouragement. This way, you are able to tell the world around you that these are my do's and don'ts. These are the things I want to do with my life, and this is how I want to live my life. And people will respect that if you communicate it clearly with the right support. And so, guys, on that note, I have come to the end of this episode of The Other Side with Annabelle Kemi. This is the place Maverick Minds meet. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you found it beneficial to your well-being. If you did, I enjoin you to please like, share, and subscribe to this channel. Also, if you have questions on this topic, please feel free to let me know. Thank you once again for joining me on The Other Side. Let's do this again next week where we discuss some vital issues. I love you. See you again on The Other Side.